This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For 9 years, the benchmark interest rates in America was set at around zero to cope with the last financial crisis. Policymakers have now ordered changes to be carried out in markets today aimed at lifting short-term rates by a quarter to half a percent. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more on what happens after that.
Listen, even with the increase, rates are still really low. So this move, on its own, not such a big deal. Vincent Reinhart is with the American Enterprise Institute.
I think the big message is the economy is good enough that they can tighten policy. They're going to do it really slowly, and they're going to wait to see how the economy changes over time. So nothing's prescribed.
The Fed will keep an eye on how the economy is doing before any future rate increases. Here's Fed Chair Janet Yellen.
Look, you know, as the committee has said, we're watching economic developments closely, and we will adjust policy in whatever way is necessary to support the attainment of our objectives.
Which means we'll get to repeat this will-they-won't-they exercise before future Fed meetings. Still, even though this first increase is small, leaving that zero mark behind has psychological impact, says Robert Schiller. He's an economist at Yale University.
Nothing is very salient, but it's not going to be nothing anymore. It's going to start to look like real money.
People who took on risky investments because they paid higher interest rates might consider safer options as interest rates continue to climb.
And maybe not at the very beginning, not immediately, but assuming that interest rates are back up to over 1% or something that looks reasonably normal or beginning of normal, it may set off a new discussion and a new sense of what kind of risks we want to take.
But bottom line, this is baby steps, not big leaps. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.